through the can.
There's no rule in the Bible that says you must only go to First Baptist Church on the corner of, you know, there's no rule in the Bible that says you have to stick to one church.
Yeah.
You know, for churches that maybe don't have a youth group, let's put it this way, my own son, who's 17, he goes to our youth group, yes, at our church, but also to get more exposure, he goes to Emmanuel's youth group, you know, because it's a much larger youth group. So he's going to get a much larger exposure to teens at all levels. Guys, girls, both. And, you know, he's going to be able to be like, okay, I can see that there's more than just me out there, right?
I totally hear that, and I definitely agree. I have a question, though. So,
yep.
First off, I always came from the train of thought that says, the school of thought, rather, it says, I think that we need to go to the Holy Spirit as well and say, God, like, what church do you have for me? So, maybe speak to the benefit of being planted. Or is there even a benefit of being planted in like a single church? What do you think?
Yeah, there's definitely a benefit to be planted in one particular church that you call home.
Yeah.
Because that is your immediate church family of believers that you grow with, that you share with, that you laugh, you cry with, you grow together with. Mm. And Hebrews 10:25. Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Mm. So you can only do that, encourage each other really within a church setting. I mean, like, yes, you can call each other throughout the week, which is encouraged, but Sunday morning or afternoon or whatever, whenever your service is, if you go in there and you're with the entire church congregation, that is a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. Because then you're with your church family as a whole, congregational worship. And that is something that you can't get when you're just at home watching the internet or something, you know? So I would say that there is definitely something to worth having a home base to grow in and to be, you know, to be planted where you are, to be prosperous where you are, to ask God, okay, what do you want me to do here?
Yeah.
And then if you get to, like, say, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, you're like, you know, I still, like, I'm not satisfied yet. If there's another church service you can go to, why not go to it? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, even that verse there, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Yeah. So, you know, if you can find a second service you can go to, why not go to it? You know, more exposure, the better. More time to worship God with other believers, the better.
Mm, there you go. And I have a really quick question, if you don't mind.
Sure,
two more seconds. So what about that person that might be listening right now? It's like, I hear we, like, everyone at Life talking about, like, 50,000 different churches. I have no idea what one to go to. How should that person, you know, start that journey?
I would say, well, start in your hometown first. See what's there in your hometown. And then just, you know, evaluate each church that's there against what Scripture says, you know, about their, like, look at their statement of faith. See what they say about God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. See what they say about salvation. See what they say about all these different things that the Bible says. And if something jumps out at you that they believe in, you're like, oh, wait a second, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Then that would be something, you know, you might want to be like, okay, maybe I'm not going to go there. But if you're looking at all the basics of, like, salvation, sanctification, and all these different things, and it looks like it lines up perfectly with God's word, okay, you know, maybe here are some samples of some sermons online. Some samples of their worship and everything. You know, call them, talk to them, and say, you know, what is it like? But what I would stress you don't go with a consumer mentality.
True.
Because I've seen that too many times at churches over the years. I'm going to come here as long as you've got this laundry list of things that I want. Mm. I want to make sure that you guys have a youth group. I want to make sure you guys have
the LED men's, lights,
the ladies, and this, you know, all these different things that I want. Well, is that what church is about? I want?
Yeah.
No. Church is supposed to be about helping each other out, serving God, serving each other. And if you come in there with an I want mentality, that's no different than the world. You might as well go to a fast food restaurant, really, at that point.